I'm curious what your thoughts were about Aman Buzdar's presentation at ASCO of their neoadjuvant study.
In my mind, I think Herceptin is a wonderful agent. I think it has, even empirically in my practice, I think it has changed, you know, women with HER2 overexpressing breast cancers. I think that without any shadow of doubt, it is a very active and useful agent that is synergistic with chemotherapy. I think Dr. Butzel's data is extremely provocative, that it shows a very high PAF-CR rate. There are other agents out there. It was a smaller study that needs to be obviously done in a larger study and with very careful cardiac monitoring, because they did give Herceptin together with an anthracycline, even though it's epirubicin. So, you know, I have some reservations in terms of his cardiac monitoring, and there was no real cardiac monitoring. There was no documented cases of cardiac failure, but Herceptin was given for a very, very long time before people realized that there was cardiac toxicity. So I think that although the study is extremely exciting and interesting, it needs to be done in a bigger study with careful cardiac monitoring. And there are other combinations out there that may be as effective, like TCH, the combination of a taxane, carboplatin, and Herceptin. Taxane, Herceptin, and Nalbuphine is an extremely synergistic combination too. So there are several regimens out there that may circumvent the problem of cardiotoxicity with Herceptin. Although rare, it has morbidity.
Is there any sort of theoretical reason, or even looking at the clinical data, looking back at, you know, the pivotal trial, to think that you're going to see greater anti-tumor activity with an anthracycline combined with trastuzumab?
No, strangely, not really. I think the most synergistic compounds were actually taxanes and nalbuphine and the like. Xeloda was not synergistic, it was additive, and 5-FE was antagonistic. So, you know, anthracyclines, they're active.
What you just talked about was in vitro,
in cell lines,
right?
Yes.
Because I've heard the 5-FU. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not antagonistic. It's additive, but not synergistic.
Huh, interesting. Wow.
Put out the original. It is there.